good. Santa Radhika Raman, very good. Very, very good. Okay. Now, the next question. You will accept another body after this body according to what? You will accept another body after this body according to what? What will you you will accept another body according to what? Yes, that is correct, karma. How does Prabhupada explain it in the text? We're according to the text, according to what we read. Karma is okay, but that's not what Prabhupada... I want to give a present action and reaction. That's the answer. Yes, karma is correct, but specifically... the way karma is being explained, because you can explain the word karma in different ways. So Prabhupada made it very clear according to the present action and reactions. Very good, Lakshman. Present action and reaction. Very good. That's the karma is okay, but when you say present action and reaction, that's a more complete answer. Next question. According to what we read, how soon after death does the living entity accept another body? According to what we read. How soon after death does the living entity accept another body? Let's see who can answer it. No, we didn't read 1 year. What did we read? What did we read? How soon after death does the living entity, according to what we read, according to the text, when the higher authorities decide, no, one after another, that doesn't say how soon. How soon? No, that is, okay. Sakshi's answer, as soon as higher authorities decide, that is a later answer, but there is a more current answer. How soon? The question is, how soon? That is the key word. There it is. As soon as the present body stops functioning and mixes with the five elements of material nature, the living entity within the body accepts another body. That's the answer. That's the answer. How soon? That was the word. How soon? So Sakshi's answer is the correct answer. As soon as the present body stops functioning. That's how soon. All right? That's the answer. All right. Next question. Give two examples from what we read, please answer according to what we read. Prabhupada gave two material examples to explain how you change from one body to another. Prabhupada gave two examples. Please answer according to the text, please. Please answer the questions according to the text. So, Prabhupada gave two examples to explain how soon. Who can find those two examples? No, plant worms. Yes, plant worms is one of the answers. And what's the other example Prabhupada gives? Plant worms. Very good. Santa and Krishna Kumar. Plant worms. There was another example. What was the other? Yes. Gopal has it. You take one step and then you take another. Very good. Very good. All right. Those are the two answers. A man walks on the street, he puts forward his one foot, and then he takes another, and then the plant worms change from one twig to another. Now the next question, which some of you used in the previous question. What determines the next body and who offers it? What determines the next body and who offers it? What did Prabhupada write? No. No, not karma. No, according to what we read. Higher authorities, that's the one who offers it. And what determines? Yes, higher authorities are who and what determines? That's the other part of the question. But the laws of nature, according to what? The laws of nature, according to what? It was similar to the previous answer that we gave. Same, it was a similar question. Because Prabhupada is reiterating, yes. The actions and reactions of this life. There you go. That's the so the two answers. The full answer is by the laws of nature or higher authorities. Okay, so that's who determines and what determines according to the actions and reactions of this life. Yes. All right, number 14. Next question. Vasudev instructs Kamsa that the body we have now is like what very common experience? Drink some water. Okay, Divyesh. I'm drinking some water. Dreams. Very good. Dreams. Krishna Kumar's got it. Gopal's got it. Sakshi's got it. Haribol. Yes, the answer is dreams. Very good. All right, next question. Next question. What are the two features of the mind according to what we read? What are the two features of the mind? What are the two features of the mind? Who can answer? Two features of the mind. Who's got it? Two features of the mind. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Accepting and rejecting. Very good, Gopal. Oh, you don't... Yes. Accepting and rejecting. Oh, Sunil, you don't have the book. Sunil, you should have the book or use the internet link. Accepting and rejecting, Lavina. Yes. Yes. From memory, it's very difficult. But Sunil, if you could get the book or follow along... in a different window, because Sakshi always puts the link there. Thank you, Sakshi. Then you can go back and forth. So you open up another window, and then you can have that Krishna book there, because everybody else is answering according to the book. So see if you can do that. Open another window in your computer. Log on so that you can answer according to the book. But very good, Lavina, Sakshi, Gopal, very good. And let's see if Lavine, restless, immediate, well, accepting and rejecting. That's the answers I'm looking for. All right, let's go to the next. What are the five objects of the senses? Five objects of the senses. What did Prabhupada write? The five objects of the senses. Five objects of the senses. Who's got five objects of the senses? Let's see. Form, taste, smell, sound, touch. So Sakshi's got it. Lavina's got it. Krishna Kumar's got it. Krishna Mai's got it. Gopal. Very good. Those are the five objects of the senses. Now comes the next question. What is the crucial determining factor for the next body? What is the crucial determining factor for the next body? What is the crucial determining factor for the next body that I'm going to take? What is it? What is the crucial determining factor? Who can answer? The mental condition at death. Yes. Gopal's got it. Santa's got it. Sakshi's got it. Very good. Mental condition. Krishna Kumar's got it. Very good. Very, very good. That's the deep. Because we read in the Bhagavad Gita, Chakrarat, that whatever you're thinking of at the time of death determines the next body. Is that right, Chakrarat? Chakrarat, type in there and find us the Bhagavad Gita verse that proves that whatever we're thinking of at the time of death determines. What is that Bhagavad Gita reference, Chakrarat Das, the authority of Bhagavad Gita? What is that verse and chapter number? You can give it to us. Chapter 8, very good, Sakshi. Chapter 4, verse 7. No, not chapter 4, verse 7. Chapter 8, verses. I'm happy so many. Yes, me too. Chapter 8, verses 5 and 6. That's the verses 5 and 6 where Krishna tells Arjuna, so therefore, at the time of death, no, 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 no. Besides, that's chapter 4, verse 9. No, the verse is chapter 8, verse 6. Whatever state of being one attains at the time of death, that state he will attain without fail. That's the answer. Chapter 8, verse 6. Whatever state of being one remembers at the time of death, that state he will attain without fail. So it's chapter 8, verse 6. All right, let's move on then. Yes. What examples does Vasudev give to help us understand how by mental concoction we attain new bodies one after another? Vasudev gives an example or examples of to help us understand how by mental concoction. Thank you, Radhika Ramandas. That's right. Thank you, Divyesh. Yes, thank you. Young Bhapi Smaran Bhavam. Very good. So Vasudev told Kamsa, he gave him some very clear material examples to help us understand that the different, yes, sun, moon in the water. Very good, Santa. Very good. Santa's got it. The sun and moon reflect themselves in different types of reservoirs like water, oil, or ghee. The reflection moves according to the movement of the reservoir. The reflection of the moon is on the water, and the moving water makes the moon also appear to be moving, but actually the moon is not moving. Very good. Gopal's got it too. Very good, Santa. Very, very good. All right. And last question for today. Last question. Give two ways that show the covering influence of material nature is so strong. What did Vasudev and Prabhupada say? Two things that demonstrate to us how powerful is the covering nature of the covering influence of Maya. The influence of material nature is so strong that the living entity is satisfied in whatever body he gets, and he identifies with that body with great pleasure. Yes, Maya is Sunil. Yes. Maya is insurmountable. Very good. Chakrarat, what is that verse in Bhagavad Gita that tells us how strong is Maya? What is that verse in Bhagavad Gita, which tells us how strong is Maya. Chakrarat. What is that verse which shows us how powerful is Maya? Are you still with us, Chakrarat? I want you to get the last lick in. Anybody else besides Chakrarat? Some of my students here in Los Angeles should be able to answer that too. Gopal, what is that verse? Keep drinking. Divyesh, you're so funny. Does my voice sound that bad? Nobody knows the verse from Bhagavad Gita which explains how strong is Maya? Am I the only one who knows? Nobody else? Chakrarat, you should know. So the answer is Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 verse... Yeah, that's it. Very good, Radhika Raman. Daivi hiyesha gunamayi mumamaya duratyaya. There's the word. Very good, Radhika Raman Das. Chapter 7 verse 14. Thank you, Chakrarat. You are all more advanced than me. I'm an idiot. I'm a fool. But that's the verse, chapter 7, verse 14. Daivi esha gunamayi mumamaya duratyaya. Yes, well done, Radhika Prabhu. Very good. Excellent. So, that ends our question session for today, at least from my end. Now you get to ask your questions. Haribo Mark, Bhakta Mark Larange, my webmaster. Haribo, glad to see you're online. So, Divyesh, you wanted to know... Oh, yes, ding, ding. Very good. I got it now, 7:14. Yeah, Gopal, you've been to so many of my classes. Thank you, Krishna Kumar. Yes, Gopal, we recite that verse every time I give class in L.A. You should know, Gopal. So, Divyesh wanted to know about the Gayatri Mantra. So, before I answer about the Gayatri Mantra, we should understand one thing. That simply by chanting Hare Krishna, we can achieve all perfection. A Gayatri Mantra in ISKCON is given when one gets Brahminical initiation. In ISKCON, you get 7 Gayatri lines. So after you get your first initiation is when you are initiated into the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You vow to follow the 4 regulative principles. You vow to chant 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. That is sufficient. That alone is sufficient to go back to Godhead. As Prabhupada wrote in every letter, or ever he did an initiation, Prabhupada would say, you chant 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Mantra on your beads, and you follow the 4 regulative principles, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. You do that, and you will go back home, back to Godhead, in this lifetime. So that's the first thing I want to emphasize. Okay, you chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mantra, strictly follow the 4 regulative principles, you will go back to Godhead in this lifetime. Now, Prabhupada also wanted his disciples and devotees to become bona fide brahmanas. Once again, please, Prabhu, yes. Prabhupada said, you chant 16 rounds on beads of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and strictly follow the 4 regulative principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. You do that, you will go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. Okay? Now, Prabhupada also wanted to create bona fide brahmanas. You should try to get initiated by a bona fide spiritual master. Okay. Now, Prabhupada wanted to create a society of Brahmins. So, Brahmana means that now you can go on the altar, worship the deity. When you become a Brahmana, then you're expected to eat on behalf of the Supreme Lord. When you are a Brahmana, you are expected to speak on behalf of the Supreme Lord. When you are a Brahmana, you are expected more responsibilities are expected of you. So in ISKCON, when you are, yeah, this is second initiation. When you are given this second initiation or Brahminical initiation in ISKCON, you are given seven different Gayatri mantras. Yes, second initiation is the Brahminical initiation. So you are given seven different mantras. The first mantra is a meditation on Krishna within the sun planet. The next two are meditations on the spiritual master. The next two are meditations on Lord Chaitanya. And the final two are meditations on Krishna. The last two mantras of the Gayatri mantra that you're given in ISKCON, one of those mantras is the mantra that Lord Brahma used in order to create the engineering of the universe. So that's an extremely powerful mantra. Okay? So one of those last two mantras is the mantra that Lord Brahma chanted in order to get the potency to create the universe. And the final Gayatri mantra is all about Krishna in his ultimate form as the attractor of Cupid. And if you can actually chant these mantras and you are actually on the Brahminical platform, then you can have direct access to Krishna. So when you get Brahman initiation, then three times a day you have to chant these Gayatri mantras. You chant each mantra 10 times, and you do that morning, noon, and evening. But once again, if someone does not have this Brahminical initiation, if he's first initiated, chants 16 rounds of Hare Krishna, and follows the four regulative principles, he will go back home, back to Godhead. Okay? So first get initiated, and then after that, we can talk about Brahminical initiation. Okay. So now, are there any other questions? If there are any other questions, write them now, as I get ready to sing my special song for Lakshman. Lakshman, are you there? Lakshman Das. Are you there, Lakshman Das? Come in, Lakshman. Please come in, Lakshman. That's the first one, Divyesh. But there are six more. That's the first one. That's called the Savitri Gayatri Mantra. Yes, that's the first of the seven. Okay, Lakshman. Get ready, Lakshman. This is the only Gayatri? No. It's not the only Gayatri. No. That's called the Savitri Gayatri. There are hundreds and thousands of Gayatri mantras. There are so many Gayatri mantras. That one which Divyesh put, that's called the Savitri Gayatri, as I said, worshipping Krishna within the sun planet. But there are hundreds. We chant, besides this one, six others. Okay. So it makes sense? Yes, we get Krishna Gayatri we get Chaitanya Gayatri, we get Guru Gayatri. There are hundreds and hundreds of Gayatri mantras. Even the very first verse of Bhagavatam is a Gayatri mantra. Prabhupada mentions that. Even the very first verse. Any more questions? Any more questions? Before I do my singing session. Any more questions? Going once? Going twice? All right, so Lakshman, this is for you, Lakshman. I arranged this just for you. Okay, Divyesh, very good. So, Lakshman, you're there, right, Lakshman? Give a class on initiation? All right, I will give a class on initiation. Okay, you want it next week, Sunil? You want it next week? Initiation class next week? Let me know, Sunil, if you want it next week. All right, Lavina's there. Because we can do that after we do our Krishna book. After we do Krishna book, I'll do a second class on initiation. I can do that for you. So, you have it, Sunil. I'm doing it for you because you're such a nice devotee. All right. So, where, Vidya? Do it Saturday, please? No. I don't have anything Saturday. It'll be next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, boys and girls. I don't have anything this weekend. So I'll do it next Tuesday. We'll have two classes next week. We'll do our Krishna book class and then a separate class on initiation. Okay? Boys and girls, my children. Okay. So Lakshman Das, this is for you, Lakshman Prabhuji. Oh, I gotta find it. Where is it? Where's your song, Lakshman? Where is your song? Jai. There it is, Lakshman. Your song. For Lakshman. Though we gotta say goodbye to this body, Lord Krishna promises this, we'll get another chance. Everyone is eternal, we should not lament. You must never be attached your body, because it's temporary, we'll get another one. When it's old and worn out, you should not lament. For the soul is like sunlight, the soul can dwell everywhere. When the body is slain, I don't want to say goodbye to my body, thinking that life will end. Oh, let me take advice from Bhagavad Gita. I should not lament. We are learning from Bhagavad Gita the difference between the body and the soul, the difference between what is temporary and what is eternal. We should learn that first from Bhagavad Gita. For the soul is like sunlight, the soul can dwell everywhere, the soul can never be when the body is slain. I don't want to say goodbye. lament. I should not lament. Thank you very much. I'm glad you all like that song. Thank you. All right, let's see if I have any new songs. I want to do one for Krishna Kumar. Krishna Kumar, are you there? Yes, Levine, I did that just for you, Levine, because I know that's your favorite song. Chakarat, yes, of course, Chakarat. You're a Bhagavad Gita, pure Bhagavad Gita. Krishna Kumar, are you there? I want to do a song to you, Krishna Kumar. Tell me you're there, Krishna Kumar. Krishna Kumar, okay, I want to do song for Krishna Kumar, my Southern California secretary, Krishna Kumar, my heart and soul. Let me see if I have the, yes. So Krishna Kumar, this song is for you, Krishna Kumar Das. Here we go. As long as I remember, the truth's been hard to find. Clouds of darkness pouring, confusion in my mind. Good men through the ages, trying to find the light. And I wonder, still I wonder, some shelter from the storm. He gave me faith in Krishna and his transcendental form. Now I heed the Gita's message. Now I know what's right. No small wonder, I don't wonder who'll stop the pain. I hear the people crying, it makes me feel so sad. There is no denying, their future's looking bad. I got to keep on preaching, falling on deaf ears. And I wonder, still I wonder, stop the pain. Who'll stop the pain? Who'll stop? Who'll stop? Who'll stop the pain? Jai, we have Bhakta Rodrigo has joined us. No, not that. All right. Where is... All right. Can we have class at least three times a week? No, once... Yes, Krishna Kumar, I did want to honor you. I can only do these once a week because these really take a lot of energy. And I have to start getting ready for Rath Yatra, so I can only do this once a week. So please forgive me, boys and girls. I can only do this once a week. Now, I can't do Don't Worry Chant Japa because I don't have that in this format. Now, let's see. I don't have... Oh, okay. This is for all of you who like the Beatles. This... Let me explain what this is. This is... This music that I'm going to play for you is the actual Beatles recording without their words. And, of course, these words are my words. But the music, the actual music you're going to hear, is the actual music that the Beatles used in a song that they did in 1966. So I'm dedicating this song to all of you who like the Beatles. And I think that you will like the words that I wrote. And once again, this is the actual music that the Beatles used themselves. Here we go. This is called Bhakti Vedanta. Look at all the non-devotees. Bhakti Vedanta, writing the words to a sermon that millions need hear. What does he fear? Look at him working, struggling alone with no money or help with inside. Still he must fight all the non-devotees. Where do they all come from? All the non-devotees, where do they all belong? Bhakti Vedanta, sailing across the Atlantic, has two heart attacks. There's no turning back, he lives in the Bowery. Krishna has sent him to hell to deliver his word. Will it be heard, all the non-devotees? Where do they all come from? All the non-devotees, where do they all belong? Look at all the non-devotees. Look at all the non-devotees. Bhakti Vedanta opens a storefront and preaches to those who draw near, who sit down and hear. Some are attracted, his purity breaks down the walls of their mental defense. Krishna makes sense, all the non-devotees, where do they all come from? All the non-devotees, where do they all belong? And of course, they belong with Srila Prabhupada in ISKCON. All right. So, I'm not as good as Paul McCartney, but at least I had some good words there. All right, let's see what we got here. Hold on. All right, now, let's see. Who would like a song dedicated to them? Who would like a song dedicated? Anybody want a song? How about to Vidya? Vidya hasn't had one. So Vidya, I'm going to do a song for you, Vidya. Let's see if I can find an appropriate tune, Vidya. And, all right, Vidya, are you there? Vidya, yes, you, Vidya. I want to find a nice song for you. Yes, let's find a nice song. Let's see. All right. All right. I'm going to do this song for Vidya. It's also Shakshi's favorite song. But I'm going to do it for Vidya. Here you go, Vidya. This is for you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. I read a certain book. It touched my heart. I hear a special sound. It tears me apart. But oh, many, many, many lives gone by. should I do? I must surrender. 'Cause Krishna is God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. I don't care what they say about they say I'll never, never be free. But oh, it doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love him any old way. What can I do when it's true? I don't want nobody, nobody. 'Cause Krishna is God. Krishna is God. Hari Bol. I got a ticket to ride. But oh, it doesn't matter what they say. I know Krishna is God, Hare Krishna. Krishna is God, Krishna, Krishna. Don't wanna be in Maya. Krishna is God. Krishna is God. All right, the next song is for Tarun, because I never dedicated the song to Tarun. So Tarun, this song is for you. Once I find something appropriate. Hold on, Tarun. Tarun, do you like rock and roll or do you like mellow? What do you like, Tarun? Tarun, what do you like, rock and roll or mellow? Tell me what you prefer, Tarun. Anything? And rock and roll, okay. Here we go. So, Tarun G, here we go. I'm going to get a song for you. Mm-hmm. I don't have the words, but I think I can remember most of them. Okay, Tarun, this is for you. Tarun, here we go.
Mother, you showed up, love's little gold ball. With loving eyes, she looks upon his sweetness, smiling face. The love she feels will never end, it's a transcendental taste. Mother, you showed up, love's little gold ball. Bobby showed up. Love, little golf ball. Cause he's her little boy. Ooh. Mother, you showed up. Love, little golf ball. He gives her transcendental joy. Ow! Mother, you showed up. Love, little girl, Paul. Cause he's her little boy. Ooh. Mother, you shut up. Love, little girl, Paul. He gives her transcendental joy. Yeah! Mother, you shut up.
All right, I'm going to do one more rock and roll song, and then we're going to end with the String of Prayers. We'll end with the String of Prayers dedicated to Naresh and his family. So I'm going to do one more rock and roll, and then I'll do, yes, you see the logic, yes. So I'm going to dedicate this last song to my good friend, my web manager, Dr. Mark. So Mark, this song is for you. Not that it's about you, but it's dedicated to you, my good friend, Dr. Mark. Just give me a second while I get the, I don't have the words, but I can remember. So Mark, are you there, Mark? Let me know if you're there. Mark, are you there, Mark? Is Mark there with the echo? Mark, are you there? I don't see Mark. Where is, okay. So Mark's not there. So Chuck Rarot, I'm gonna dedicate this to you, Chuck Rarot. Are you there, Chuck Rarot? Tell me if you're there. Chakrarat, are you there in Panama? Chakrarat. No Chakrarat? No Mark, no. Okay, Chakrarat. All right. Here we go, Chakrarat. This is the last song, and then we'll do Nishringa prayers for Naresh. Here we go.
People find the pleasure in sex. They never realize it's a hex. They don't believe the scriptural text. What might happen next? Next life, I wonder what I'm gonna be next life. What's gonna happen to me next life? You know you just can't tell. Will I be in heaven or hell? So people run around wasting their life, jumping like a monkey from wife to wife. Never satisfied whatever they do. They always looking for something new. Next life.
Yeah.
I wonder what I'm gonna be next life.
Yeah.
What's gonna happen to me next life?
Yeah.
You know you just can't tell. Will I be in heaven or hell?
And now, Jimi Hendrix. Or George Harrison. Or Lynyrd Skynyrd. Everybody,
next life. I wonder what I'm gonna be next life. What's gonna happen to me next life? You know you just can't tell.
Will I be in heaven or hell? Okay, Chuckara. If you love me, I'd love you. Criticize me, I'll do the same to you. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth. You may not like it, it's the biblical truth.
Next life,
next life.
I wonder what I'm gonna be.
Next life,
what's gonna happen to me?
Next life,
you know you just can't tell.
Will I be in heaven or hell? Take it away, boys. Hadibo, Hadibo, Hadibo. Now that's called Next Life. Chuckarut, yeah, that's kind of like country western. You can say that. I can see that, since you like country western so much. All right, so Naresh has a question. How are karma related with our family? After the karma of that soul is still left, are they connected with the family? Okay, the present family that we have now is due to the karma that all of us in that family had in previous lives. So in this particular life, your family or my family, whatever the family members are, we are all connected because of so many past desires and activities in previous lives. Now, if you do not go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime, and that's because of material desires, then sometimes the family continues and you can take birth again in the same family, but it is very difficult to ascertain the intricacies of karma. Sometimes it happens that we take birth in the same family because of karma, but there are no guarantees, and you can never figure it out. So the best thing to do is to join Krishna's eternal family, known as Achyuta Gotra. And when we chant Hare Krishna, and when we take to the Krishna consciousness program, what we're doing is trying to finish up all of our families from the past and enter Krishna's eternal family. So that's what we're trying to do. Now, if all of you in your family become devotees, if they all take up this process of Krishna consciousness, then all of you can go back home, back to Godhead. Lord Nrisimhadev told Prahlad Maharaj, yes, Chakrath put a nice Bhagavad Gita verse, chapter 13, verse 22. Lord Nrisimhadev told Prahlad Maharaj that because he was a pure devotee, that he had delivered 21 generations of his family forwards and backwards. So the best thing you can do for your family is to become a pure devotee of Krishna. If you can become a pure devotee of Krishna, you deliver 21 generations backwards and forwards of your family. So the best, that's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to become a pure devotee so that I can deliver all of my ancestors back and forward. So don't worry so much about family. The main thing to worry about is how to become a pure devotee. Jai. Let's all try to become pure devotees. Okay, so this is the final bhajan requested by Naresh. This is the Nrisimhadev prayers. Here we go. You're welcome, Naresh. You're welcome. Jai. Nrisimhadev. And I'll see you all next week. Same time, same station. We'll have two classes, Krishna Book and a special class on initiation. So that's next week. Same time, same station. Are you ready? Everyone sing along. Namaste Narasimhaya. Namaste Narasimhaya. Haribol Divyesh. Prahlad Haklad Dayani. Prahlad Haklad Dayani. Hiranya Kashipura Bakshaha. Hiranya Kashipura Bakshaha. Shila Tangana Kalai. Ito Nrsingha Parato Nrsingha. Yato Yato Yamitato Nrsingha. Yato Yato Yamitato Nrsingha. Mahi Nrsingha Hridaye Nrsingha. Mahi Nrsingha Hridaye Nrsingho. Nrsingha Madim Sharanam Prapadhi. Sharanam Prapadye. Nrsingha Madim Sharanam Prapadye. Nrsingha Madim Sharanam Prapadye. Nrsingha Madim Sharanam Prapadye. So before I go to the next part, I want to bless all of my students. Thank you for coming online. Thank you for participating. Thank you for tolerating my nonsense. Thank you for tolerating my antics. Please forgive my offenses. If I commit offenses to devotees, I am finished, so I beg you, please forgive my offenses. So now we are going to sing the next part of Nrsingha prayers. And all of you, I want to bless you all. May you have a great week of Krishna consciousness. Are you ready? Tavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adhuta Sringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam Keshavadrita Narahadi Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. So I want you all over the world, wherever you are, sing with me. Let's go together. Tavakara Kamala Vare. nakam adabuta shringam nalita hiranyakashipu tanubringam keshavadvita narahadivuva jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare. If any of you are so inclined, you can go to my website nirantara.com, and if you are so inspired, you can make a donation on my PayPal account, and that would be very nice if you could, whenever you can. Thank you very much. Talakara Kamala Vare Nakam Adabhuta Shringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringam Keshavadvita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare. So next week, a double class, Krishna book, and a special class on initiation. Keshavadvita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare. Welcome Chapter Atmadas of Bangalore. Hari Bol to you. Jai Jagadish Jai Jagadish Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadish Jai Jagadish Jai Jagadisha Hare. Alright Tarun, I can sing that. Jai Nasringa Shri Nasringa Jaya Jaya Nasringa. Everybody. Jai Nasringa Shri Nasringa Jaya Jaya Nasringa Pralad Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa. Alright, so where is Krishna Mayi? Krishna Mayi, are you there? Krishna Mayi, Krishna Mayi. And Lavina, are you there? Krishna Mayi, come in, Krishna Mayi. Krishna Mayi, where are you? Okay, good. So Krishna Mayi and Lavina, this is for you. Hari Haraye Namaha.